Blog Talk Radio. Well, welcome to Blog Talk Radio. This is Voice of Truth. It is time to awaken to empowerment. This is Carol Parisi. I have no idea if we're even on because I am showing here on my dashboard that there's no callers and they're still waiting for the host. So if we're not working and we're not live today, I guess that's okay. So just want to wish everyone a happy Monday and kind of get a background going right today on April 13th, 5:08 Central Standard Time. Marco Rubio has announced for president, and he's a child of an immigrant. Isn't that cool? I just think that is so cool. American dream, you know, American dream. I'm half asleep myself today, very tired. Going to get right into the show, but I'm going to see if I can knock out some of these technical difficulties and see if I can even hear this stupid thing as a guest calling in. Because if it's not working, I'm not doing it. Okay, let's see what's happening. Hey, it's on. This is actually working. I just can't take callers today. So, okay, we're rolling. And the last song you just heard is Boston. Long time. I think I should be going. Hey, I think everybody should be going in a forward direction, should be going with momentum and creating and living your ideal life. Because it's really time to awaken your consciousness. It's time for a paradigm shift. It's time for love, empowerment. It's time to create your ideal life. Absolutely. Got to deploy the Awakened Life Excel process. You know, if you are a freedom-loving soul, today is going to be a big discussion about fat loss and optimal health. That is what is on tap for today. Again, this is Carol Parisi. I am a certified personal trainer as well as a certified health coach, lifestyle coach, life coach, business coach. So bring it on. Please feel free to call here at 646-787-1584. 646-787-1584. I do not understand why the switchboard is showing no callers, but I think there might be some technical difficulties either with my computer on my end or perhaps Blog Talk Radio. But let's get right into efficient fat loss for optimal health. There are five keys to success, okay? Here's a fat loss fact. Our energy expenditure is intimately linked to our energy intake. So you put good stuff in, you're going to get great stuff out. You're going to be able to go ahead and exude and live that ideal life. You're going to have energy. You're going to have health and vitality. Good health means all functions of the body are working as they should. So body fat at a healthy level helps to keep you in a very great, healthy way. Your immune functions are working well. Energy levels are high. Got to manage your stress. Good health is living. Survival just means the body is keeping its vital systems running. Survival is just existing. So, are you living your ideal life or are you existing? Is your body in a place where you feel energized and positive and your body feels like it could go and go. So let's see some tips to success. Human body is a complex network of chemical, hormonal, and biological interactions that contribute to the body's ability to perceive, evaluate, and calculate energy intake and expenditure. Your body's amazing. It does all this. It's your subautonomic nervous system. It does it all by itself. Our energy expenditure is intimately linked to our energy intake. And by understanding this integration of intake and expenditure, you can actually find ways to disassociate the relationship. For example, if expenditure weren't so dependent on intake, we could more easily manipulate our body composition by avoiding that nasty metabolic shutdown that accompanies dieting. Conversely, if expenditure didn't send such strong signals that stimulate our urge to eat, we would all go hungry. When out of control or in extreme cases, these signals can cause food addictions and eating disorders. Balance of these signals optimal in your quest for a healthy body and great appearance. And this is where, and I'm reading this directly from Crack the Fat Loss Code. Crack the Fat Loss Code comes in. By controlling our body's signals rather than the other way around, we not only short-circuit its power of adaptation, but do so in a way that makes us feel full instead of starving as if we were on a diet. So here's a code cracker. Crack the Fat Loss Code takes the mystery out of your body, a machine that literally fights every effort you make to lose fat. Most popular diets today don't work. They don't talk about the plateau. They just kind of go ahead. And the real reason most dieters don't talk about dieters' plateau is that it's inevitable. And so they focus on just the weight loss key. That's it. They put the emphasis on eating less by raving about exercise, or they concentrate on regulating blood sugar because they know you'll at least see results that way. But that's where they're missing the body's ultimate desire to survive through adaptive response. If you don't talk about the adaptive response, that doesn't mean it's going away. It just means your diet won't be long-lasting. This is part of a book that doesn't talk about one key or even two keys. Instead, there are five keys. So your body adapts, and the only way to achieve a sustainable fat loss is to perform efficient fat loss. Okay, so there are a few, five simple keys for achieving efficient fat loss and for optimal health. Protect and support muscle. Yes, muscle, 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 muscle. A, first of all, weighs more than fat. Muscle is made up of tissue, and muscle gives us those sexy curves. So muscle is your friend. Okay, ladies, you are not going to look like Hulk Hogan. Promise, you won't look like the Incredible Hulk. Okay, you have estrogen. Okay, so those hormones help keep you curvaceous and bodaciously sexy. Now, another simple key for achieving efficient fat loss and optimal health is level your blood sugar. Okay, blood sugar spikes and downs give you those moodiness, the tiredness, the foggy brain. Blood sugar is huge. Blood sugar is key. So get that blood sugar balanced, okay? And that's by eating your very healthy, good carbs. Okay, you need carbs, but what kind of carbs do you need? You need Brussels sprouts instead of M&Ms, okay? Although I happen to be very loving the M&Ms, eat the peanut M&Ms. You got a little fat and a little protein in there to help balance those carbs. And a few of those a day aren't going to kill you. If you ate five M&Ms a day, peanut M&Ms, or even almond M&Ms, oh, baby, you get your little sweet, get a little chocolate through the dark chocolate, little antioxidants. So level that blood sugar. And you need to create an energy deficit. That means you need to expel more calories than you're intaking. You need to take out the trash. You need to go and have less calories in. And you can actually do that not by starving yourself. You know, if you walk 10 miles a day, and you can do this, you can walk. While you're on the phone, ladies and gentlemen, you could be standing at your desk and you could be moving your legs, okay? I would suggest everybody get one of those activity trackers. Some of their cell phone applications for them. Personally, I have a Fitbit and it syncs with my phone. And it's incredible to see how much you can move. Always be moving, okay? So that is how you're going to create that energy deficit. And then produce heat. I mean, get really busy. Start running. Start jogging. Really move it. Move it, move it. Keep that body active. When you produce heat, that's going to keep your body fat burning, okay? And manipulate energy stores, okay? So in order to manipulate those energy stores, that's a big part of tracking your fat loss code. It's actually manipulating energy stores so your body can effectively use all of its excess fat and use your food. You eat as much more efficiently as immediate energy instead of storing as fat. That's right. So if you go ahead, and efficiently and immediately use your energy, it will not store as fat. It's called macro patterning. And when you go ahead, you carefully regulate your PFC, your protein, fat, and carbohydrate level.
intake as well as alternating it. It commands. This is my husband. He is joining me today with the dog, and he's annoying me. And I always have fun. See, when you also, when you have fun and you laugh, you make endorphins, which makes things even better. All right, let's regroup. Let's go over those five keys to fat loss, okay? The number one is protect and support muscle. And don't take yourself or what you do too seriously. No, protect and support muscle, okay? Let's talk a little bit again about protecting and supporting muscle. Muscle is important to cracking your fat loss code. Our muscles support and hold us up. Without them, we would literally just be a bag of bones lying flat. We rely on muscle for support, strength, and stamina. Our bodies, however, don't like muscle. Nope, much as the body thinks of a diet as a battle cry to reserve and conserve energy, so it considers muscle a liability. For every pound of muscle on your body, you burn 20 to 30 calories in the course of a day without activity, just doing nothing. So if you build that muscle, you're going to be a much more highly metabolic, more efficient, more calorie-consuming individual. Isn't that awesome? I love muscles, too, and they're so sexy. So muscles are your friend, okay? So let's talk about number two, your blood level, your blood sugar, okay? It's an adaptive response to manipulate the understanding of balanced blood sugar levels. Increased levels of blood sugar promote fat storage, okay? Balanced blood sugar levels make the body capable of using stored fatty acids as a sort of source of energy, okay? So more fibrous carbohydrates and fewer days of sugary carbohydrate consumption will produce and promote a better balance of blood sugar. A diet containing only low-carb foods is hard to live long-term, and most people will eventually abandon these types of plans, okay? So we hear a lot now, too, these days about low blood sugar, hypoglycemia, and high blood sugar diabetes. Neither high nor low blood sugar is optimum for the human body, okay? We need to have that homeostasis. We're looking for level blood sugar here, folks. Balance blood sugar levels that are not too high and not too low. To understand food and how it affects your blood sugar, it's important to understand the glycemic index. Okay, those candies, that sugar that's going right in, zoop, peak, pounds it. It spikes your blood sugar. That gives you that quick rush. But as soon as you get that quick rush, you get dropped down really quick, and that's when you start getting the low. So foods either absorb quickly at a relatively high rate or slowly at a low rate. The more quickly food gets absorbed, the higher the glycemic index, and the more likely it is to be stored as fat. That's because these readily available sugars send a signal to your body to release insulin. Creator created this amazing machine, okay? In turn, insulin sends messages to your fat cells. Ding, 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 ding. Hey, there's too much sugar clogging up the bloodstream. Your fat cells are starting to absorbing all the excess sugar to get it out of your blood system. This is what so-called white foods get a bad name. White potatoes, white rice, white bread are all good examples of foods with high glycemic indexes. Their quick, almost immediate absorption in your body leads to those insulin signals, those spikes, to store the excess sugar as fat. Generally speaking, it's wise to choose food with low glycemic index, especially if they are to be eaten alone. That is exactly why I said if you want to go ahead and have that M&M, make sure it has almonds or peanut in it if you're not allergic and have no nut allergies, because that kind of gives you that longer chain of glycemic index, gives you a little more oomph for your body not to get that spike. Okay, so food item, the item what you take in, too many of the wrong carbohydrates create high blood sugar. Well, not enough can produce low blood sugar. Timing. It's how often you eat. Avoid going too long between meals. Long gaps of no eating signals the body to raise blood sugar on its own, dumping more fat, okay? Finally, the amount of food matters. Big meals create a rise in blood sugar. Even when no carbohydrates are present, your body will release insulin to deal with the overload. Okay, none of this is to chance. You find your meal plan. we're going to take in all these factors. So now, our next code cracker here, neither high nor low blood sugar is optimum. For the human body, we are looking for a level of blood sugar, not too high, not too low, homeostasis, just kind of there in the middle, and balance, 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 okay? So that's a great thing. Okay, so now we need to also create this energy deficit. This is a third and very impactful step for effectively losing and efficiently losing fat loss and optimal health, okay? And that's creating the energy deficit. In other words, you can't crack the fat loss code without a reason for your body to go get that excess fat you've stored. Think of it this way. Your body likes to have energy in the bank. Don't you like to have money in the bank? Well, your body likes to have energy in the bank. It's an energy hoarder, kind of like me and my clothes. Yeah, hoard it, but I always got something to wear, right? Okay, so it doesn't like to spend this energy. The safest and surest way for the body to store energy is in the fat cells. So if we don't create an energy deficit, there will always be plenty of squishy, pushy fat for the body to store up and save for later, okay? We have to create an energy deficit so the body dips into its savings account and spends some of that fat. That's what you're going to lose fat. That's how you're going to lose weight. There are two ways to create an energy deficit, calorie reduction and exercise. Now, if you do both, you're going to maximize your fat loss, and you don't want to lose that muscle. Why? Because when you get muscle wasting, you're losing that highly metabolic tissue that's going to be eating, burning the calories 20 to 30% at a higher effective rate. That's your furnace, okay? So now you want to create the energy deficit, and you want to go ahead and have a constant calorie reduction, calorie deficit. Exercise is great. You're going to build lean muscle. You're going to get your heart rate up. But the combo platter of the both is huge, okay? So when we create an energy deficit, the body must look to fat, go to that storehouse, that hoarding fat, and it's going to use it as an energy source. Subsequently, you're going to lose fat. That's what we want. Now, the key number four is to produce heat. The fourth adaptive response to manipulate is the body's needs for constant and continual energy to support all functions. When the body doesn't have a continual source of energy in the form of regular meals, it comes under the assumption that the last meal you gave it was the last meal you may get for a very long time. Our Creator created us wonderfully because before we had the local white hen or the local Mariano's, we had something called hunting and gathering. And guess what? It was dependent on the available resources. If you were far from water, you're not going to get a lot of plants. You're not going to get a lot to eat, okay? Plants to eat. You're not going to get a lot of vegetation for the animals to eat, for the animals for you to hunt. If you don't have water, you're not going to have fish to eat. So your body's ultimate gig, your body's ultimate thing is survival. Okay, so, here at Awaken to Empowerment, we're talking beyond the survival method, but the cool thing is our Creator put this natural survival mechanism in, so that is why your body, will hold on to fat, so very conservative thing, okay? So to counter this adaptive response, schedule, 5 to 6 meals throughout your 14 to 16-hour working day. Now, we had a little thing that we do is you wait the first 6 hours to get that leptin flushed through and the glycemic index, but then do a lot of protein. Do a lot of nice protein. You can do protein bars and stay within that calorie fat burning zone throughout the rest of the day till you go to bed, okay? It's very highly recommended to drink a good protein shake before you go to bed. One of my favorites is Premier Protein. Great, great nutritional buck. 160 calories, 1 gram of sugar, low fat. It has 24 vitamins and minerals and 30 grams of protein. So that is really good and low on the fat. 3 grams of fat, 1 saturated, 4 grams of carbs with 1 gram of fiber. So you subtract that, so you've got a 3 net impact carbohydrate. So that's going to sustain you and keep you burning through the night, too. If you have, like, you know, Premier Protein, hot chocolate, you can take the powder and mix it with a little milk and make a little hot cocoa. I like to drink it frozen, like a milkshake. So now, key number five, again, is to manipulate those energy stores. And you really you need to take 2 days a week to lower glycogen levels, just enough for the body to go grab the fat, and then it really helps. You know what? We're going to talk more about this body, manipulating the body's energy stores in our show next week, because we're starting to run, and this is just way too deep and intense. So let's remember, your body is stubborn, but it can be trained. It wants to survive, and that's why it stores fat. It thinks by saving up plenty of energy, it can keep you healthy in case of emergency. But that's just your cave dweller brain thinking. It's a very primitive brain, and we've come beyond that. We are awakened, we are empowered, and we are here every Monday night at 5 p.m. Central Standard Time, Awaken to Empowerment. We will catch you back here next week, same time, same channel. Hopefully, we will have our bugs cleaned out by then, but if you're listening to this remotely, please feel free to go to awakenamerica.us, or you can catch me, Carol Ann Parisi, on Facebook. I would love to hear from you. And let's close this show with Boston. You make it a great week, and make it an awakened and conscious and empowered week. This is Carol Ann Parisi signing off till next Monday, 5 p.m. Thanks for listening. It's not working. I have no idea. I have no idea. I couldn't even see on my thing. I'm still on right now, and it says waiting for host. But then I called for my cell phone, and I'm like, okay, so I could listen to this. So I actually taped a show, but I am just like, what the hell? I don't even know how to upload this show. It's very strange. Let me see if I can go ahead and I wonder if I learned how to upload video to YouTube. I just uploaded video to my crib. What crib is? Is this a Nancy living crib, or is this a Nancy and Carol selling crib? So I take it you're going to be I'm trying to. Are you going to be living in this pad? Who did you meet today? No. Okay. For the house that had the truck, the one that had the van, and I know it's teal, the teal house, okay? Did you meet the original seller and give him his money today? Potential renter that wanted to rent to own, or none of the above.